Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time for Breakout Radio Church. Good Sunday morning. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. We want to welcome those of you who are joining us across America and around the world. We're responding this morning to the words of Jesus who said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every person." So here we are on this Sunday morning, reaching out to people across America and around the world via Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer for all nations, and we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning. We're a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can be a member of a worldwide church, Breakout Radio Church. I'm going to tell you how to do that after my sermon this morning. I'll give you some more information how you can become a part of this worldwide congregation. So many people today don't have a church, they don't have a pastor, they don't have a shepherd, they don't have anybody watching for their soul. And so Gene and I, we're pioneering this radio church here in our 50th year of ministry. And I want Gene to come, and we're going to set ourselves in agreement for the service today here as we broadcast live on BPN Radio. And it's good to have everybody, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Breakout Radio family, and we're so glad that you could join us today.
Yes, we are. And Gene and I are so delighted to be able to leading a congregation again. It's kind of different than we've done in the past 50 years.
Yes, it is.
But what an opportunity we have to be able to welcome people from across America and around the world to be a part of Breakout Radio Church. So many, many people don't have a church, don't have a pastor or shepherd, and a lot of people are confined. They've been disconnected, or they just simply have not found their place. And so we're delighted to have our church members joining us today, and people that are visiting Breakout Radio Church that would like to have a pastor, a shepherd, become a member. We're going to give you an opportunity. And so, Gene, I sure love you, and thank you for the opportunity to serve with you again here in this wonderful Pioneer Ministry. So we're going to pray today, and I just want to, if you are with anybody, just join hands. Gene and I are going to join hands. We're going to pray right now for the service. Father, we are so thankful here on this last Sunday in October 2016 to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church and have members who are becoming a part of this congregation. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful for this day. Lord, we declare this is a day that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. We're so very, very thankful to have this opportunity here on BPN Radio. And so we set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done today. In Jesus' name, the Lord, the Holy Spirit will give you ears to hear, give you eyes to see, and hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's good to have our spiritual son, Godfrey Bertle, leading praise and worship today. So we broadcast live on BPN Radio. And also, those who are joining us at KJAK Radio in Lubbock, Texas, kjack.com, if you want to listen there, 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. Here we go. All right, here's Godfrey Bertle. We're ready to praise and worship him. Let's seek his face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for his voice. I will listen for his voice. Yes, I will set my face. counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Set my faith, I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen. From the empty way of life, redeemed, and by the precious blood of Christ, oh how I love the sound of this good news. Oh Jesus, redeemed from the curse of sin and death, redeemed with a chance to start again. Oh, how I love the word that breaks us free. Oh, Jesus, you. I need you more and more. I'm coming through the open door. I've got to get to you. Revive, restoring you me. Don't wanna get my faith shipwrecked. Without you, I'm a mess. Messy clay, redeemed.
by the power of God's grace. Oh, how I love to hear my Savior's name. Jesus, speak again. I need you more and more. I'm coming through the open door.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord, so desperately. We need you today. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and get us and embrace us. And we embrace you. And Lord, we are so very, very thankful, Jesus, that you love us and care for us. I pray, Lord, for the sermon this morning that you've given me to share. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would anoint ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to share a little bit today what is in my heart. I'm going to preach the word. And that was my first call in June of 1966, was the call to preach. That was my primary call. My first call was a call to pray in February of 1966 when I began to pray. Then I began to seek God, and then I was called to preach. Here's what the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. He said, you should know this, Timothy. Paul speaking to Timothy, writing to Timothy. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. The New King James Version says perilous times. And, of course, perilous means dangerous. Hazardous, risky, unsafe, treacherous, precarious, vulnerable, uncertain, insecure, exposed, at risk, in jeopardy, in danger, touch and go. He said there will be perilous times, dangerous times, difficult times, for people will only love themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents. Ungrateful, they will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. And so these are, it's like the Apostle Paul was talking to us today here in 2016. Here we are. We're living in these times, perilous times, as we have never seen these type of days in my lifetime or in your lifetime, where there's such corruption and such division and such hatred and such animosity among people, even families in this nation, due to the presidential election, what is going on. And we must pray. We know that no man, no woman can save our nation now. We know that only God can save this nation, and He will only save this nation as we pray. You know, some people have been asking me, people wondering if I have a word concerning the presidential election. I know the last presidential election is a prophetic voice to this nation, nations of the world, for a long, long time. I saw Barack Obama still in the White House, and of course that prophetic word came to pass. And people, are, of course, are wondering today, and I must say that I have no prophetic word on who is going to be elected our next president of the United States. I do have a word that our present president, Barack Obama, he will still be very powerful, remain great, will retain great power during this next these next several years in this nation. There is there's a lot of things happening. We're living in very risky times. And I want to share some of the prophetic words that I've given over the years that I believe that could be appropriate for today. And these are words that I've given. I've served as a prophetic voice. I've been sharing every January prophetic words over the years. So I want to share some of those words. I said, I see storm clouds continuing to gather over our nation, a nation that has been infiltrated by many other gods other than the one true God, whose name is Jehovah. I see these gods making an entrance into a land whose walls have been torn down and whose gates have been burned with fire. Citizens of this nation living in a land we're only occupying for the present, a land that is being consumed by the gods of pleasure, entertainment, addictions, and drunkenness. A land filled with filth and darkness, a people who have become careless and who are continually declaring that we will eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the shaking is coming to churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing, will rise up to lead their congregation, radical moves of the Holy Spirit. I see banks and financial institutions running out of cash, forcing the closure of these entities while a new system is put in place. I see fear and panic invading the land. I see foreclosures taking place with a redistribution of homes and churches. I see families being forced to live together in single family dwellings. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, this was back in 2015, that 2015 will bring a shaking to the church. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And I believe that we are experiencing, even at this moment, a major shaking going on. I see a major migration in our land, people moving to safe cities to escape the violence and darkness that are consuming some cities. Cities which have given themselves over entirely to demonic forces with no laws or regulations. Cities where policemen are watching helplessly. I see violence erupting in the streets of our land, and demonstrations and sit-ins that will disrupt the rhythm, and the flow of our society. Civil disobedience on a scale that America has never experienced. Martial law on the horizon. I see spirits of murder and self-destruction running rampant in this land, with violence and suicides on the rise. Videos, seminars, and movies concerning death will escalate these happenings, with teen suicides rising in alarming proportions, which we are now experiencing. I see public schools across our land being emptied and vacated because of violence. I see athletic events being played in empty stadiums and centers being watched on pay-per-view or television because of violence and terrorism. I see shopping malls standing empty, people shopping online because of violence, terrorism, a homebound society that is fearful to go into the streets because of so much upheaval in the streets. And all of these things, of course, are already in motion. All these things that I prophesied years ago are already being experienced, and we are seeing these events on national television. And I believe as the election nears in America, we're going to begin to see more violence, more happenings, more street closures. And I believe that we are on the verge as a nation. We're on the verge of so many happenings that we are moving into what I prophesied years ago, a homebound society where people are fearful to get out and move around. So much of the activity that is happening is going to be confined to certain segments of the cities that we live in, certain neighborhoods, certain streets, and even into our own homes. And so, you know, I prophesied with much criticism years ago that millions would be attending church online in days to come. And but we see now that happening. So many people have declined to attend church or are in transition. So many people now working on Sunday. So many people so consumed with business that they do not have time to get ready and go to church. And we see many churches being emptied out. Other churches are filling up. Other churches are experiencing tremendous growth. But yet every month we are seeing hundreds of churches in America close because people are bored. There is no signs, wonders, and miracles happening. And as a result, there is in many places, in many cities, in many towns, in many churches, major decline in churches. And some people say, what has happened to our nation? How did we get to this place? How did we come here? And of course, we can go back many, many years when we begin to take prayer out of our public schools. 1963, when we took prayer out of our public schools, and then we begin to take prayer out of the homes, and families ceased to pray together. Husbands and wives no longer gathered their children to pray. And then we begin to have a decline in prayer in churches. Churches having great praise and worship, great music, great preaching, great teaching, great organizational skills, many ministers turning to being great managers and being able to present their operation on social media. And as a result, we became social media-driven congregations. And then we begin to have segregation in our churches. And we begin to have the young people going into one building and children going into another building. And that worked for a while when we had Sunday morning services. Because on Sunday night and on Wednesday night, the youth and the children would gather into one place and sit in services with their mothers and fathers. Then something began to happen in the church. We discontinued having Sunday night services and Wednesday night prayer meetings, Wednesday night services. And so as a result, segregation in the church became full blown. Children not sitting with their parents and young people and different people groups being segregated into different parts. Young marriage going to one place and the youth going to another place, the children going to another place, singles going to another place until the church became fully segregated with people not even knowing who their shepherd was, who their lead pastor was, as a result of no longer meeting on Sunday night or Wednesday night. Young people becoming bored, bringing their cell phones into the church and being entertained. And as a result, we begin to have a dramatic, a sharp decline in attendance because families were no longer worshiping together. It's happened in the home. And children going to their own rooms, parents going to their rooms, parents watching their television, their favorite television programs, and children going and watching their programs and no longer being families. Mothers and fathers going off to work, sending their children to school without having prayer, not having prayer at night, not having prayer in the morning. Children becoming estranged from their own mothers and fathers, and the same thing happening in the school system where students and children hardly know each other. They're so consumed with their earbuds in their ears, listening or talking, texting, but not having quality interaction. Where are we? How did we get here? We got here because we no longer prayed together. We no longer had meals together. We no longer talked together. We got here because we did not know our shepherd. We did not worship together as a family. And we quit, pastors quit preaching about sin. They quit preaching about what the Bible says. And churches begin to embrace secular traditions, and we now have a church that does not really know what they believe in. They embrace same-sex marriage. They are embracing all sorts of liberal ideals. We have churches that no longer talk about the Bible. They may read one scripture, and they talk only about love wins. They say that anything we preach that would be contrary to people's lifestyle is called hate speech, and so we're living in different days. As a result, the extreme grace message has entered the church, and shepherds and pastors no longer talk about what is wrong and what is right. They never talk about the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. And so we have a generation of millennials that have now grown up and do not respect authority. They do not respect the laws of the land. They do not respect the Bible. They do not respect the principles of the Word of God. And as a result, we are living in a time when the church has become lukewarm. And how did we get here to a presidential election where one party has totally taken God out of their platform? And yet many pastors refuse to stand in their pulpits and talk about the differences between the two parties. They refuse to talk about one party that believes in abortion and the other that doesn't. They refuse to talk about one party that believes in patriotism and the other party doesn't. They refuse to talk about the differences between one party that that has godly people as their running mate, and they have godly people and churches that are supporting them and praying for them. And so they refuse to look at the differences that is happening. One party is saying that we need to have a Supreme Court member that looks like our society. Ladies and gentlemen, that is very scary. And there is another party that says we need to have a Supreme Court that supports the second, that supports the Constitution of the United States, supports the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. And so we're living in perilous times. But I do believe that there is hope. And the hope is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And I believe there is hope for our nation. I believe that we need to, the churches, the family needs to become desegregated, where they come together, have meals together, and work together, and dream together, and pray together. And the church needs to put aside desegregation and come together, children coming and sitting in the church with their parents and watching their parents worship, setting aside their cell phones, and all sorts of people groups coming into the church auditorium and worshiping together and praying together and calling for desegregation in the church and people coming together so that we can see the Holy Spirit working in this land. And I believe that as we do, we will see young people in this nation rising out of obscurity to preach the gospel and do signs and wonders and miracles. And if this happens, I see classes in schools and colleges and universities being disrupted for days because of the spiritual awakening in our land. Speaking in tongues becoming the major attraction. I see stadiums as we pray and come together. I see stadiums being filled with youth worshiping their God with singing and praying, and thousands singing in the Spirit and praying in the Spirit as we pray and call for another spiritual awakening. I see streets in America being filled with people turning to Jesus. I see a radical, as we pray and seek God, I see a radical move of the Holy Spirit. People crowding into the church buildings with standing room only, coming before dark and still being there after dawn. Religious people running out of the building while hungry people for God running into the building. I see a society on the move. Many people fleeing to a safe city, safe cities where there are major revival happenings with their tents, trailers, and tiny houses. I see other unsafe cities being totally overrun by demonic forces, giving themselves over to unspeakable acts, worshiping the Baal god of pleasure, sex, sensuality, selfishness, self-indulgence, self-seeking, and self-worship, demanding their own way, defying all authority as police officers stand helplessly by. I see unspeakable things happening in America as a result of a lukewarm church. People turning away from God, and it's happening on the national stage with little resistance. I had a pastor on BPN radio just a few weeks ago who talked about same-sex marriage and how the Bible speaks that two men should not be married, two women not married. And this was a charismatic church. And he said, as he began to preach about this, he said people in his congregation began to get up and walk out. And it's like they and many of them were very, very hateful to the pastor, saying, we have friends that are now becoming married. They're involved in same-sex marriage, and we don't appreciate you talking about them. I noticed on a very popular country music video just yesterday where it had two women who were getting married kissing each other, and I was appalled to think that country music that was so based on Christian principles had become so illicit, had become so corrupt. And it's happening in every area of our society. One of the major Christian writers, one of the major Christian writers in America, has recently come out for same-sex marriage. Her and her husband pastor a church in Austin, Texas, and has begun to rail against churches that are not embracing this thing that the Bible strictly talks about is unclean and unholy. And Jesus himself talked about marriage between one man and one woman. But it proves today what is happening in our church, our churches across American Christendom. And I believe that it's time for a season of repentance in the house of God, and that pastors begin to call for a spiritual cleansing. And if pastors will begin to call for a spiritual cleansing, I believe that many in public office will begin to do the same. And I believe it's going to happen as an army of 11th hour workers come out of obscurity to preach to their generation. Firebrands that will ignite revival fires across America. I believe that we're going to have a third spiritual awakening as pastors call for repentance, as pastors preach against sin and begin to call people to repent of their sins and begin to remind people about 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We are in this condition in America because so many ministers have turned to become managers, preachers afraid to speak and declare the word for fear that people will walk out, for fear that their income will drop. But I see an army of young people rising out of obscurity, bold, committed, and expressing a call to righteousness. I see thousands of young people gathering into stadiums, worshiping and lifting up the name of Jesus. I see revival coming to our prison systems, men calling on the name of the Lord with inmates and guards praying together, the sound of weeping and wailing being heard even in the night season in our prison systems. I see major revivals being led by youth and women and Spanish-speaking people, youth coming from the backside of the desert and women coming out of their prayer closets. I see some of the largest churches in America being led by women. I see Jesus coming soon, accompanied by great revelation coming to those who are willing to turn aside, go into their prayer closet, and spend quality time with the Spirit. I see different groups of believers abandoning their old ways to embrace new and radical ways of presenting the gospel. I believe that a third wave, a third awakening is coming to America, but it's going to happen after the shaking. And even as we face another presidential election, I believe that every Christian must get out and vote, and they must vote for righteousness. They must know the principles and the platform for which that person stands in the name of Jesus. But I believe more so than ever, people need to vote for Jesus. I believe that the church needs to awaken. And I believe that passion for the lost needs to return in a greater portion than ever before. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord today, I want to give you an opportunity. In the face of all of these things going on in America, people need Jesus. And if you don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to know him today. I never want to close a service without giving people an opportunity to accept Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and if we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And that means you. And right where you're at, wherever you're at today, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you, and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. I accept your forgiveness today. I forgive others. I forgive myself. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart and forgiving me of my sins. And if you said that prayer, you'd like to be a member, you'd like to be a part of a worldwide church, extra local church, here's what you do. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. Breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get there, there is a place, there is a little church there, a little white church with a red roof. And you click that and fill out the membership card. You click the little church and fill out the membership card. Breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you click that, you'll get in there to our website. Click the little church. And you can fill out the information, submit it, and we will be in contact with you. If you don't have a pastor or a shepherd, if you don't have a church, you can become a part of Breakout Radio Church. And I'll be a pastor. I've been pastor for a long time. I've been pastor local churches for 20 plus years, but I've been a pastor to other pastors and to church leaders for many years. In fact, most people call me Pastor Dale Gentry. You can go in there, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can become a member. We'll communicate with you. We'll pray with you. I take the names of the members of the church, and we'll communicate with you. We'll pray with you. In fact, if you would like to visit with someone right now, we have some of our church leaders that you can contact as you go to Breakout Radio Church. There'll be one of the team members there. You can just click on the meeting room. You just go in our meeting room. They'll answer questions. They'll pray with you. They'll help you. And as you get into breakoutradiochurch.com, go to the meeting room, and someone will be there to help you and pray with you. I'm just so very, very thankful today. I'm very, very thankful today to have you a part of Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm so grateful and thankful. In just a moment, we're going to receive our Sunday morning tithe and offering. And it's a joy to have one of my spiritual sons who's coming at this time to receive the Sunday morning tithes and offerings. His name is Bill Shannon. And Bill, thank you for coming to receive the tithes and offerings. God bless you, sir.
Well, good morning, Breakout Radio Church. We're glad that you're listening from all around the world. As Dr. Gentry said, my name is Bill. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And I can honestly tell you there has been no other ministry that has affected my life more than this one. I've known Dr. Dale and Jean for almost 20 years, and they have had the most impact in my life other than Jesus. They are the real deal, as I've watched their lives, experienced their ministry, and got to know their hearts. Today, I could not ask you to bring your tithes and offerings to this ministry if I didn't do so myself. I've supported this ministry for a long time on a monthly basis, and I'm called to be a good steward of what the Lord has trusted me with. And this ministry is good ground to sow into as a ministry as a whole, and it is on the move. The acceleration of BPN over the last year has been nothing short of incredible. You can go up and down your dial and search the internet, and you will find no better relevant programming teaching for the believer today. For many of you, you might have just started on the road of giving, and I can highly recommend to take the journey because the Lord is faithful. He dares us in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It says, bring the entire tithe into the storehouse so that there maybe food in my temple. He's also talking about spiritual food. Test me in this matter, says the Lord, who rules over all, to see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until there is no room for it at all. Then I will stop the plague from ruining your crops, and the vine will not lose its fruit before the harvest, says the Lord who rules over all. All the nations will call you happy, for indeed you will live in a delightful land, says the Lord who rules over all. Here he's talking about delight, and if you look up delight, it means the highest form of satisfaction. I love delight. Let's delight today the Lord in the Lord's for the Lord's heart as we give to this ministry and keep BPN Radio on the air. God bless you all, friends.
Thank you very much, Bill Shannon, faithful servant and supporter of this ministry for a long, long time, one of my spiritual sons. If you are ready to give today, here's how you can give. You can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. Make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. And you can send your tithes and offerings and contributions to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And make your check to Breakout Ministries. If you're giving online, you go to bpnradio.com. Most of you are already listening on BPN. But if you're not, if you're listening by TuneIn or kjack.com, you can go to bpnradio.com, which stands for Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, and you can click on the donate button, which is at the bottom of the page, and it will come up PayPal, but you don't have to use your PayPal. You can, but you don't have to use your PayPal. You can use your credit card or your debit card. And if you will do that right now, I'll just give you a moment before I pray a blessing upon those who are giving. And if you're a member, of course, of Breakout Radio Church, you need to be faithful with your tithes and offerings and giving. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church and you want to give today, that would be great. But if you're a member of Breakout Radio Church, we encourage you to be faithful with your tithes and offerings. And this this church, Breakout Radio Church, is supported by the members of this church. And once again, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, or by going to bpnradio.com and going down to the bottom of the page and clicking on the donate button. I want to wait just one moment for you to do that. I'll give you just a moment, and then I'm going to speak a blessing upon you. And you know, I really like the teaching that Bill gave. And you know, the Lord says, prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven. And I believe as we are faithful to give, for Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I just declare in Jesus' name that as you give, then God is going to bless you. Sowing seed, whatever we sow, we're going to reap. And I'm thankful for the faithfulness of God. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray for those that are giving this morning that are members of Breakout Radio Church. I just pray, Lord, that you would bless them. Maybe people are not a member, they'd still like to make a donation. I pray that you would bless the people that are giving, that are part of Breakout Radio Church. You would bless them and cause your face to shine upon them and multiply their gifts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so very, very much. I do want to remind you that, again, that if you want someone to pray with you or visit with you, our meeting room is now open. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the meeting room, and someone will be there. Of course, your name will not appear, but someone will be there to pray with you, answer your questions, however we can help you. I do want to pray for you right now, and I'm going to ask you to pray for a couple of our church members that are in the hospital. Gene Massey, who's one of our leaders at Breakout Radio Church, has had bypass surgery this past week, is in the hospital in Oklahoma City, and I want us to agree in prayer for Gene Massey right now. Father, we're so thankful for Gene and Sally Massey, who are leaders here at Breakout Radio Church, been our friends for many, many years. And I pray right now for Gene that you would completely restore his health. I pray, Lord, that he would recover quickly and efficiently and effectively in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for his stay there in the hospital in Oklahoma City. And I pray, Lord, that as he goes home to rest in the next day or two to recuperate, that you would be with him, be with he and Sally. I speak a blessing upon them and their family and the opportunity to work with them here at Breakout Radio Church. Also pray for another member, Jim Christensen. I pray for Jim and Marie Christensen, Austin, Texas. And Jim has had one heart procedure this week, is having another one tomorrow. And would you help me pray for Jim? Father, we pray for Jim and also his wife, Marie, that needs healing. Lord of lupus, I pray for healing for this couple. I speak a blessing upon them right now. In Jesus' name, healing. Be with him tomorrow. See, as has another procedure on his heart. And I pray for other people today that are so desperately in need of prayer. There is, we know, Lord, there is no trouble. There is no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And whatever trouble people are facing today, I ask, O God, that you heal them. I pray right now for our friend Anita Rogers, who has cancer, and is the wife of Dave Rogers, who pastors Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas, near Kerrville, Texas. I ask, God, that you heal Anita. I pray for their two sons that are in prison today, Aaron and Charles. I ask, O God, that you minister to the Rogers family in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are out of work today, they don't have a job. I ask, O God, that you supply their needs and give them a better job, knowing that when one door closes, a better door opens. When one door closes, a better door opens, and I pray. I pray for people that's going through great difficulty, that's listening today, that is attending Breakout Radio Church. And Lord, I know that you're a very present help in time of need. I pray, Lord, for people that are anxious and fearful. I pray, Lord, that you would give them rest. I pray for a supernatural rest. We know that there is a rest. There is a rest to the people of God. And I ask, O God, for a new season of rest that comes upon them today, a rest that passes all understanding. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for the presidential election coming up. Not only for the presidential election, but there's lots of local elections, particularly for county sheriff, the last elected law enforcement officer in America. We pray for county sheriffs, Lord, that there will be righteous men that will be elected into county sheriff's offices and mayors and city council and school boards, as well as president. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name concerning the presidential election. And Lord, we just ask, O God, that righteousness will prevail and that every Christian will begin to discern what platform, what party stands for righteousness, and what party has taken God out of their platform. And I pray that every Christian will get out and vote, will make their voices heard. And I pray for pastors as they preach across America this Sunday and next Sunday, that they will talk to their congregation about elections, They will not be silent. They will not be neutral. For these are difficult days, as the apostle told Timothy. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day today here at Breakout Radio Church. So very, very thankful that we have the opportunity, Lord, to minister across America and around the world. Thank you for joining us today. I bless you today. I pray the Lord will cause His face to shine upon you, and that God would set up divine appointments and divine connections for your lives, and that you would be blessed when you go out and when you come in, that you would be blessed when you rise up and when you lie down, that you would be blessed in the city and in the country. You would be blessed in your family, on your job. And I invite you also to join me throughout the week at BPN Radio. I come on every morning at 5 a.m. Central Time leading prayer. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on live. And many mornings, I share the microphone with people, and we pray. And, of course, BPN Radio can be heard 24 hours a day, around the clock, calling America to pray. And I appreciate all you other nations that you are praying with me as well. I'm very, very, very thankful and grateful that you pray for America, because I know that as America goes, so goes the world. These are treacherous days, difficult days. But I'm standing with you, and I'm believing that God is bringing change to this nation, change to this land, because I believe that there is hope for America. There's hope for our nation, hope for your city, hope for your family, hope for your job, hope for your business, as we pray together. Have a wonderful day. Dale Gentry saying God bless you, and thank you for joining us here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. Remember, this broadcast can be heard throughout the week, every night at 8 o'clock, except Saturday night. You can tell your friends to listen to replays of this broadcast. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath day.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.